This would be a crazy time to be a resident, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting, kid, is that the residents are having much more responsibility, because what happens in the past, before coronavirus, when we had an emergency, like a really sick patient, whether it's a trauma patient or what we call a medical code, so they, I don't know, they have a heart attack or a stroke or something, they're super sick. When the ambulance calls us ahead of time and tells us they're bringing in this patient, well, there's like 10 or 12 of us in the room waiting. And my job as a faculty member is to allow the residents to kind of run the show, but I'm there to give support and to make sure that it's all kind of going the right direction. What's happening now is, because of the virus, we're trying to limit the number of people that have potential exposure in these situations where we don't know what the person who's having the emergency, what they have. And so now when we have to do these what we call medical codes, we only have three people in the room.
Yeah.